And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. Well, today's topic will be the disability tax credit. And with us today is Dr. Wayne McLeod. Let's just read Wayne's bio. Wayne McLeod is a family doctor who's been practicing here for 20 years with an office in Bedford. Now, he has an interest in helping people with disabilities apply for the disability tax credit. And because so many Nova Scotians do not have a family doctor, he has developed a process to help those overcome this barrier and other barriers that are often encountered when applying for this important credit. He's also written an e-book called How to Successfully Apply for the Disability Tax Credit to provide applicants and financial planners, people like me, accountants, and tax preparers with the information they need to make a successful application. Welcome to the show, Dr. Wayne McLeod.
Thanks very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. So first off, what is the Disability Tax Credit and how long has it been around?
So the Disability Tax Credit is a federally administered tax credit that's been around for a number of years. Historically, the federal government has given funds for people who are in wheelchairs to offset the cost of these wheelchairs. And the Disability Tax Credit came about from those funds. So I believe it was in 1986 when they expanded the program to help persons with other disabilities. So it's been around since 1986. It's a federal tax grant to offset the costs associated with impairments that cause disabilities in everyday life.
So it has expanded from what it was originally to a more encompassing type credit, I guess.
Exactly. So originally it was meant for helping people who were wheelchair bound and for people who were blind. And then in 86, it was expanded to help people who have disabilities based on other impairments. So today the credit can be used for people who have impairments in walking, people who have visual impairment, hearing impairment, difficulties with getting dressed or feeding themselves, evacuating their bowels or bladder, or people who have impairments based on mental functions.
So if I say it correctly, you don't have to be, I don't know if the word's crippled anymore, but as long as you're, it's impairment, you can able to walk, but there's a disability in your walking or in eyesight. You're not totally blind.
Correct.
But it's impaired.
Correct. So for each of the criteria or each of the different types of disabilities, the government has criteria that a person would either fit or not fit. Basically, it's an impairment that is present 90% of the time and is prolonged, so it has to be there for at least a year.
Okay.
And they describe it as a relatively severe impairment.
So kind of permanent. You have this for... You're going to have it for a long time.
Correct.
Forever.
Correct.
So how did you develop an interest in this yourself?
Well, my original interest came from working with veterans. When I was early in practice, I worked at the Veterans Building, and I helped a number of veterans apply for this credit. So the paperwork was around, and I got fairly familiar with how the paperwork worked. I was working with veterans who had impairments, both physical and mental impairments, and saw that this credit was a benefit to them. And then realized that these impairments are present as well in general practice. And so it seemed natural that a number of my own office-based patients should be applying for this as well. And based on that, I started looking through my practice and found a lot of patients would benefit from this credit but didn't realize that the credit was there. And so it seemed to me that this credit was something that was available but not very well known. And so it sort of developed from that. And then taking into account here in Nova Scotia that there were a number of people who didn't have a family doctor, so even people who were aware of the credit but were sort of boxed out from applying for it because they didn't have someone to advocate for them.
Well, lack of knowledge will stop anybody who wants to do something. I don't know how it's going to be done. Too much paperwork, too much hassle. I'm not going to bother, I guess. So what are some of the barriers people face when applying for this credit?
Well, again, so one of the difficulties with the credit is it's relatively easy to apply for, but again, if you're not aware of its presence or aren't aware of its benefits or how it's applied, that becomes a barrier. So there's lack of awareness and knowledge of the existence of the credit. Here in Nova Scotia, again, number of people who don't have family doctors, they're sort of boxed out from applying for it as well. You need to have a licensed professional substantiate the claim and allow for the credit to happen. So if you don't have someone to advocate for you, and I found that since starting looking into this, unfortunately, a lot of my colleagues tend to be a bit ignorant on who should be applying, who could apply, whether a person would qualify or not, and so a lot of people, even with doctors who aren't aware of the credit, become ineligible just because they're not aware of its existence or don't think that they can qualify.
Lack of knowledge. Okay. Okay, we're going to come back with more. We're going to take a small break. We'll be back and talk more about the tax disability credit.
On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you change to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:15 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and/or market-linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination Show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back, and we're talking today with Dr. Wayne McLeod, and we're talking today, our topic is the disability tax credits. We've talked a bit about the history of the credit and some of the barriers and his interests, but let's find out now, Dr. McLeod, what are some of the tools you've developed to help people learn more about this important tax credit?
Noticing that lack of knowledge and awareness was the primary barrier with this credit, I developed a couple of different means of information to spread the information around about the credits. So I produced a couple of videos that are available on YouTube that describes the tax credit and the different criteria for each of the qualifying types of disabilities. So that's out there.
So if I go on YouTube, I can look at you up and you'll have this?
You can look me up. It's just under my name, Dr. Okay. Wayne McLeod, and you can find them there. The other tool was is an ebook. I wrote an ebook called How to Successfully Apply for the Disability Tax Credit. And again, this is it's something written in fairly plain language for people who might be interested or want to see if they might qualify based on the types of impairments or difficulties they have. It's also meant for people who are in the financial realm, so financial planners or tax accountants who might be a bit familiar with the credit but not know whether a particular type of illness or condition might qualify. So they could look this up and see if some of the deficits that a person they might be looking after have and whether they would fit the criteria in some way.
All right. Well, here's a quick summary. Let's see. So what is considered a disability? How do I know if I have a disability?
So the types of disability that we're looking for in some sense is quite general, but in other senses fairly specific. So for instance, a person doesn't necessarily have to have a medical diagnosis in order to qualify if they can demonstrate that they have certain difficulties performing the tasks of everyday life. So again, if a person is having difficulty walking, and that difficulty can be on the basis of neuromuscular difficulty, so for instance, illnesses like Parkinson's disease or a stroke might impair a person's ability to walk, but general debility as a result of arthritis or as a result of spinal stenosis, which are common conditions that affect more elderly people.
If I'm walking with a cane or a hearing aid, I have a disability?
If you, not necessarily. Okay. If, for instance, there is a section for people who have hearing impairment, but the credits criteria are that if the hearing impairment has not to be improved by the use of a hearing aid. So if a hearing aid helps your hearing, then you don't qualify.
Okay.
If you're using a cane, and with the cane you can get along fairly well, then you would not necessarily qualify. For things like when you're comparing walking, the criteria state that if a person would take, for instance, three times as long to walk a distance compared to someone without the disability, then they would qualify.
Okay.
So if the cane helps you match the speed of someone who wouldn't be impaired, then you wouldn't be qualified.
Okay, so you have some aid, some assistance, that's what it's for, that part. Correct. Okay, the average amount of the credit, dollar amount wise.
It depends year to year. It's looked at every year by the government. It is usually in the range of between $2,500 and $3,000 a year.
Okay, so decent, $25,000 to $3,000. Now, understand, too, though, with someone that say, okay, I've just heard about this now. I didn't know this existed. Thank goodness I've listened in. And I think either myself or my father or somebody was disabled. I'm pretty sure they were. 4 years ago, can they go back and apply for those credits?
Exactly. So the credit is actually retroactive for up to 10 years. So if you've had a disability present for 10 years, you can apply for that $2,500 to $3,000 every year that the disability was present up to 10 years back. So it can, if a person has been living with a disability for a substantial amount of time, it can amount to a fairly significant economic benefit.
And I don't know, but I would bet many people don't know about this and they realize that I do now apply. You must see a lot of, well, first-time people, of course.
Yes, yeah. So I see a lot of first-time people. I've also had the pleasure of helping some people who have tried and failed to get the credit applied for because what was written in the application wasn't correct. Right. So there's a bit of an art to doing the application that once you know what the reviewers are looking for, then you can
sure.
make it clear.
So and they need to have confirmation from a family doctor. Can a therapist also do it or a chiropractor or somebody else?
Depending on the type of disability, yes. So if the disability is based on visual impairment, an eye doctor, an okay. optometrist can do it. If it's based on walking or with dressing, then an occupational therapist can do it. If a family doctor or a medical doctor can fill out the entire
form. For all of it. Right. And it's not based on age or income?
No, it isn't. It isn't based on age or income.
I can be 17 or 70, have $1 million, or have no money at all. Same.
Correct. You would still get the same amount. I should mention, if there's time, some of the other benefits besides the monetary value of the credit. This is an evaluation that's often used for university students, for instance, if they have an illness that might impact their ability to perform at university. If they have this credit, then it's something the university may use or the college may use in order to give them accommodations toward their courses. And the other benefit is that the disability tax credit is a requirement for a person who wants to set up an RDSP, a registered disability savings plan, which is a financial vehicle that is useful for parents of a child who has a disability.
Excellent. Okay, we're going to take another quick break. We're going to come back and then have people find out how they can get a hold of you because they'll want to know. All right, we'll be right back.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back. So first off, again, we've been with Dr. Wayne McLeod talking about the disability tax credit. So a lot of good information. We want to have you back and do some more. But right now, someone is listening in, so how can I get a hold of you? How can I reach Dr. Wayne McLeod to get more information on the tax disability credit?
So I am happy to respond to an email. I can be reached at macleodw@hotmail.com. I've also got a Facebook page, a personal page, Wayne McLeod, and as well a page called Disability Tax Credit Help. If you send a message there at either of those places, I'd be sure to get back to you.
Great. Okay, thank you. So that is Dr. Wayne McLeod. We've been discussing the Disability Tax Credit. I'm Roger Hamilton. You can reach me at 902-499-5879. Thank you for listening to the Financial Destination Show. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.